Brett Hollander back here on WBAL as we continue to look at right now maybe the biggest problem facing Major League Baseball, and that is the elbow injury that requires the so-called Tommy John surgery. Someone who's been tracking this very closely over his entire career in Major League Baseball. Orioles head athletic trainer Richie Bancells joins us. Richie, how are you?
I'm fine, Brett. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Would you call this an epidemic right now in Major League Baseball?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to use that term with it. I certainly think it's gotten played up a great deal lately in the media, maybe deservedly so. I would say it's an area of concern.
My question is, Major League pitchers have been doing this for 140 years, and I understand that the surgery itself is fairly new in the grand scheme of things, but why does it seem to be on the uptick, the surgery itself?
Well, I think you have to go down and look at who's getting the surgery these days. You know, back when Tommy John originally received the surgery, and no respect to Tommy, you know, but he was an older fellow at the time. It was a question as to whether his career was going to continue, and that's who that surgery was performed on, and it did a great job in extending his career, I believe, 10 or 12 more years. And he survived with it well. And part of the reason it is a very successful surgery in and of itself. But I think you have to look at the fact that now it has become a young person's surgery. In fact, Dr. Jim Andrews down in Birmingham, Alabama, Gulf Breeze, Florida, where he does his surgeries, will tell you that the average age he's seeing this surgery performed on are 19-year-old kids. That in itself, that is to me the crux of the problem.
So you're of the belief that this is something that is going on because of maybe too much throwing too soon in a developmental arm?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at, as you said so well, I've tracked this over the course of time here. If you make things simple and look at the simple, I guess, tissue physiology of how muscle, tendons, or ligaments break, there's two things that have to happen. One, they're in a state of fatigue or tiredness, and they're being stressed at a high level. So when they are in fatigue or tired situation, those tissues are, and they're being asked to perform at a high level of stress, they break down. And I think this is happening too much at an early age. And by the time they reach our level, which is the end road for them, if they make it that far to the professional baseball, the major leagues, we're seeing the end result of all this earlier overuse. By the time we get them, and I can tell you this from looking at medicals of kids coming into the game now, the ligaments are, you know, they're attenuated, which means they're kind of stretched and weakened. They're in a state of, you know, concern at that point.
Interesting. Richie Bancells is with us here on WBAL. So, Richie, basically, I guess what I want to ask is, over the course of time in Major League Baseball, before Tommy John himself had the surgery, there were wounded and busted elbows in Major League Baseball, right? He wasn't the first person to need a ligament replacement.
No, at the time, I think it wasn't as acutely and well diagnosed as Dr. Frank Jobe did, but certainly there were things like partially torn ligaments and things like that, or sprains, if you will, of the elbow. And back then, what they used to just sit on them, you know, give them time to heal and rest. And then hope for the best after that, you know, progress them back to throwing.
I guess what's so funny about it, Richie, is back not that long ago, there were four-man rotations. Pitchers were consistently going 250, even more in the earlier stages of baseball, innings per season. And there wasn't an emphasis on pitch counts. Bullpens were thinner. There wasn't the specialization of it. And now, where all these things are so well documented in a young pitcher's life, especially once he enters the pro game, where, you know, we've seen Dylan Bundy, when he started pitching professionally, he was on a very strict pitch count, as every single Orioles prospect is and every single major leaguer is. It's funny, it's more common now in this world than it was in the other world of Major League Baseball.
I bet you if you looked at, like, you go back to some of the guys that you said in four-man rotations and that, way back when, I bet you if you looked at those people in their athletic career and their younger days of high school and maybe college, you would see that they were multi-sport athletes. I think you would see that they played baseball during baseball season and the other sports during those seasons. These people weren't pitching year-round, and so they're throwing the ball a lot, as well as they're playing other positions when they're not pitching.
Right.
So there's a lot of throws in that elbow, and I think by the time we get them, there are less bullets in the clip, so to speak, than there were back then.
As Buck Showalter likes to say, the good Lord did not intend a human arm to get whipped down 100 to 120 times every 5 days. It's just a very, it's something that's hard to prevent any injury once you go through that process. And these guys do it at such a hard, in such a hard way. And there's almost an inevitability to it in some cases, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there is a certain fear factor when you're looking at young kids and you see the young hard thrower. And that of itself, as I say, Brett, doesn't scare me so much, is how many times is he going to do that hard throwing? Is it going to be during the spring? Is it going to be during the summer? Is it also going to be during the fall? Is it going to be in front of showcases? You know, you're expending a lot of bullets, I think, at a very young age, and you're putting that ligament under stress at a very young age when it's also still developing. You know, these people are also still maturing.
Mel Antonin had an interesting point to me yesterday. That was the advent of the radar gun in Major League Stadiums and Minor League Stadiums has a lot to do with this. Your thoughts on that?
I don't think it's helped, you know, especially when you see them at things like the showcases and that. And I know, you know, I hate to sound like I'm bad-mouthing these events and these kinds of things. But, you know, I talked to a parent just recently who has a very high concern of his child, who's a 10th grader and a pretty darn good pitcher. And he's finished their high school season. And you know, he's going to have to, I say have to, quote-unquote, have to go to these showcases where he's just going to have to hump it up as best as he can, so his dad tells me, to try and prove his worth to, you know, the college coaches and things like that. That is a concern, I think. So for that reason, yeah, I mean, looking at velocity and how much these kids have to, you know, so to speak, get it up to speed is a concern.
Last thing here, Richie, Bud Selig has thrown out, maybe one of the last things he'll do as commissioner is to have a quote-unquote investigation, a study done, trying to find solutions. I don't know if that will bear any fruit long-term. I do think something needs to be done because some of the game's best players, which happen to be pitchers, are not participating right now. Not only is that hard for the organization that invests so much for them, but the fans who pay money to see them, and they want to see all things be equal with all the clubs so you can have a true champion, with health being as little of a factor, as you know, as well as anybody over the years. But right now, if you're Bud Selig, what direction would you point him in to maybe begin this process?
Well, we actually have had discussions about that, and we are starting to kind of look at these things with some, we have some early studies going on with UCL injuries and that, and the end of the answer will only be fruitful if we get the younger leagues and the younger kids and the youth kids to try and slow down what they're doing. As I said, it's an overuse thing that takes us to the operating room. And I think everyone has to understand that, you know, once you do surgery on a part of the body, it's never the same again. And I think people see this as a, you know, well, let's pitch him, have the surgery and everything will be fine. That's not necessarily the case.
Nope. Richie Bansells, great insight. Richie, I really appreciate your time tonight, and it's a very important topic, I think, for the future of the game.
Thanks, Brett.
That's Richie Bansells, the Orioles' head athletic trainer. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.